And I was praying, and he said, Corey, you think you got to pray and have all this? He said, just pray, study. I already have the message. And most of what I'm saying is not the message I had, but some of it is. God says to tell you, come on, come on, you're watching, you're watching. Some of you watching should be here right now, but you're in and out of God. God says, I'm not an in and out God. He said, come all in, full in, 100% in. Hallelujah. Everybody say 100% in. You get your paycheck. Your paycheck is $2,000 a week. And then that's after taxes. And then they decide, well, that's just too much money for one week. And we're just going to take out $150. You wouldn't be happy. You know that belongs to you. God said, I want all of you. Say, Lord, do you really want all of me? Well, here I am. Hallelujah. For he sent his son into the world. He sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know the story. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth and all down. Verse 26 and 7, and he made man in his image, and after his likeness, he made me to be like him. Well, when am I going to start acting like he does? And I'm not here to condemn. Please understand, he didn't send me to condemn. I had all these scriptures, you know, like Bishop, trying to be like Bishop and back up everything I say with a scripture. He said, tell them I love them so much that I sent my son into the world to die that they may have eternal life. He said, Corey, tell them that. He said, tell them that. So that's why he was born, to save the lost. That's why he lived, to give us an example. That's why he died for our salvation. That's why he rose again and now sits at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for you and me. Because God loves you. Because God loves me. Because God loves us. Like I said, we're reading the Old Testament now. We're over in Numbers now, and they step out of line. Boom, you're gone. But the compassion of God, Jesus. He said, if I keep on doing this, I still won't have anybody. So he had a plan from the very beginning to send us help. Everybody say help. Yeah. Through Jesus Christ, his son. Now, many of us are born again, but we're just born again. It's kind of like in the classroom. You've got those students who could make, as we say, straight A's, learn enough to earn a straight A, and they're making C's and D's just enough to get by just in the classroom. God says, I don't want, I don't need, I will not have any D students, children. He said, come all in. Tell your neighbor, say, come all in. All the way in. Or get all the way out. Shout hallelujah. He said, Corey, tell them that Jesus is sitting at the right hand right now making intercession for them. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for interceding for me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus, that you rose again for me. Thank you, Father God, that you love me. Hallelujah. 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 And so he told me to tell you this. I don't know if I sent you that scripture, Denyla, but Numbers, let me see which one first, Lord. Yeah, go to Job 41 and 15 through 17. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? So thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are and what you've done. I praise you. I worship you. I'm all in. I learned that from Nancy DeFrame. I'm all the way in. Hallelujah. You don't drive down the road with two of your wheels in the ditch. You stay up on the road. Amen. That's why they put those little rough things on the side to help you stay in the middle of the road. This word of God is given to you to help you stay in the middle of the road. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Job 41. Go back, give me verse 1, and then we'll go to 15. I have it written, but I have so many scriptures that the Lord told me, I didn't tell you to use all those. You know, you feel like you got to have, I do. I got to have enough scriptures to do. But the Leviathan, that second line, the Leviathan, we don't know what that is. But it's mentioned in Psalm, and it's mentioned in, I think, Isaiah, and it's mentioned in Job. And it describes the Leviathan as being a strong, supernatural thing. Nobody can contain it. Nobody can stop it. And God is greater than that. That's what it says. But what he told me to tell you, I'm going to be calling families together in a few. And he says he wants you to be like that Leviathan. He says, canst thou draw out the Leviathan with a hook or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? In other words, you can't stop him. So let's go to verse 15. It's telling all the things he did is how strong he is. But he wants to say this about families, about husbands and wives, about children obeying their parents, about church members loving each other, about loving. He said, greater love hath no man than he would lay down his life for his friend. And about loving. And he said, this is what I want for you in your families, in your homes, in your relationships with me. He said that Leviathan, his scales are his pride. Shut up together as with a closed seal. One is so near the other that no air can come between them. When they are come together as husband and wife, the two become what? One flesh. Back up to that again. And he said, I want you so close together, so much in oneness in the spirit, in agreeing, in praying, in seeking my face, or if you don't even have a spouse, so in tune with me, so knowing me, that we are so close together that no air, no evil, no darkness, no devil, no anything that's not of me can come between you and between me.